Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Laughlines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We're going to discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted, depraved, and sinful lens of gambling. Let's bring in my co-host, also co-host of Megan Fun of Sports podcast, also backstage correspondent for Friday Night SmackDown. She just completed the Boston Marathon in under 3 hours. The greatest athlete in extra points podcast history, and soon to be invited to the White House, Miss Megan Connolly. What's happening, Megan?
Wow, so much news. I'm going to the White House?
You have no idea. You came in like 1200th place, right? Yeah, they invite you.
I was like 239th for females, which isn't bad.
That's
198 for my age group, though. But I do think Eddie and Mikey Meatballs may be upset with you for claiming that I am the greatest athlete in extra points history.
Well, you know, we went over it on extra points and I said, this is quite a sports accomplishment. And let's see it. What's second best? And the best we can come up with was Mikey Meatballs throwing the ball in Vegas, football. Mm-hmm. Eddie, you had something. Who did you compete with? What was your thing with?
I played high school football with Patriots first round pick Dominic Easley. So that's the best thing I could do. But Megan, you're way ahead of me. So no arguing from me here.
Is Megan ahead of me though? Because I won a professional wrestling match in front of 19,000 screaming people at Staples Center some 15 years ago. But still, I put you ahead of me, Megan. I think this is quite an accomplishment. We're all proud of you.
Thank you, Sal. And you never know. Maybe I one day too will win a professional wrestling match. You never know.
Maybe I'll run a marathon in under 3 hours. You never know that. No, that we know. By the way, I say I'm proud of you, but I'm equally worried for you because there's no end in sight. And I look at these pictures of you smiling at various points of the marathon. It's not even like at the very end when, of course, you're elated and that's the prevailing emotion. But you're smiling throughout in the rain and the torture and the hills and everything. What is wrong with you?
It's the crowd, the energy. I mean, like Eddie's experienced this. He's been to the Boston Marathon. I don't know what the crowd was on yesterday. They were better than I've ever seen them. This is my fifth Boston. The BC kids were so loud. I'm so glad that all the Wellesley girls at mile 11, they have signs, Sal, that says like, please kiss a Wellesley girl. And during COVID, that was no good. But this year it was back. Everybody was kissing Wellesley girls. Mm-hmm. Everybody was screaming. Everyone was drinking. They were extra loud. And it's emotional. It's a lot. I mean, there's 30,000 runners, which is insane. The last marathon I did had 10,000 and it was quiet at points. This one, I mean, I had headphones on. I couldn't hear the music at all.
Is that right? Really? What is your choice of music? I want to add a million questions. We have great guests waiting for things, but God,
I've had so many different things on. I get too worked up. Like it's a long race, so you can't listen to like the Eminem Lose Yourself at the beginning because you don't want to get too pumped. So I need music that kind of calms me down because otherwise the adrenaline and everything else, it's just going to be a bad story. I'll run too fast. I'll get myself too worked up. I had a lot of classic rock. I had the one like real pump up song I had on was that the symphony one, you know, that one. That's I had that on a lot because that's like a calm pump up song. It's very subtle.
Yeah. And is there a song that inspires you to not crap in your pants?
Listen, no matter what song I have on, it's probably still going to happen. So
not much I can do about that. All right. We don't want to know that. Now I think it's a good time to bring we have twins as guests, famous twins. So this show is going to be twice as entertaining as it normally is, which is still a pretty low bar. But let's bring them in now. They are the Splash Brothers of comedy in that they both rarely miss and they specialize in heckling hostile crowds. The hosts of View from the Cheap Seats and Dumb People Town podcast, Jason and Randy Sklar. I like to call them the Sklar Brothers. What's happening, fellas?
What's happening, Sal? How are you guys? So happy to be here. Really, really. We love you guys. Love this podcast. And even though we aren't, it's so funny. I envy people who bet in real life. To me, that's just like a,
It's a luxury we can't afford.
It's a confidence that's just, I don't, it's either stupidity or confidence. It's kind of like the confidence of a drunk woman. Like right. A really drunk girl at like midnight would be with her friends and like break into the zoo and like climb into the lion enclosure and be like, here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty. Right. Like, and then her friend's like, she's fine.
Like, and then she, and then the drunk, and then the drunk girl's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah. They're to the lion. It's her birthday.
It's my birthday. I'm 24.
It's 29. Like, why would you tell the lion you're age? Wrong?
Oh my
age.
God. You're being such a right now.
I mean, anyway, the point is that like, that's the confidence that bettors have. And I look at that and I'm like, God damn, if I lose, I'm so mad. Right. I enter into NCAA pools.
And I weigh it. So I weigh it out. Am I going to be more mad if I lose than happy if I win? And the truth is, yes, I will be more mad. The emotion is greater on the loss than the joy in the win.
But if that is the...
This sounds like one of Sal's meetings.
I know, you're right. This is a meeting. This, again, is an anonymous meeting. But honestly, wouldn't you not even root for a team if that were the criteria? Because it's so, the joy. So
that's
right?
A great, like, great
you're
question.
You're just relieved if your team wins.
So you're that is what you're right? What you're talking about is basically one of the greatest quotes ever by Bill Self, Kansas coach who right. has had probably, as I'm saying this, is having a series of three small heart attacks. All right. So Bill Self, he once said, winning is a relief and losing is a catastrophe.
Yeah. There's no joy in that.
There's no joy. So when we have our teams we love, we're University of Michigan guys, we're huge Michigan fans, St. Louis Cardinal fans, they're the worst this year. Oh my God, they're so bad. Zero pitching. Way to get no pitching. Wait, Steven Matz is your answer? Great. Yeah. I mean, how happy are you that Matz is gone from the Mets? Matz sounds like Mets. You got to get Matz out of there because he sounds like Mets.
Matz would be better than the Matz.
Right. So that's who we have as our... But we hate it so much. Whereas the NBA, since we grew up in St. Louis, we don't have a team. So I can actually watch the NBA and I can love it. I can love every game because I want to see a great game. I don't really have a dog in the race. And it's like, it's fun. You feel like you are playing, not to use a betting term, but with house money in some sort of a way. And so, I don't know, our own teams, I'm like too wrapped up in our own teams.
By the way, I've often said if I could do it all again, knowing how many pools I've been, see, I think I'm reversing what you're saying, but knowing how many pools I'm in and how many bets I'm placing and how many fantasy leagues I'm in, I would probably not pick a favorite actual team to root for because it just complicates things, right?
Right.
It's a very smart business. And especially, I mean, listen, I'm a White Sox fan and a Northwestern fan, which is probably as bad as it gets. Sal is a Mets fan, which is almost worse. The Cowboys kind of even does it. I don't know. The Cowboys might make that even
terrible room for the Cowboys.
Cowboys are awful.
If you're a Mets fan, you have to treat your fandom like the tip of Bob Ojeda's finger. You got to cut it off, bro.
You got to let it go. And let it go. No, I mean, that's Northwestern every other year, Megan, you can be happy at least, you know, like that's every other year. Your football team's good. They'll never fire Pat Fitzgerald.
Never.
And they'll never fire Chris Collins. I actually like Chris Collins. I think he's the type of guy that like he'll slap the floor when they need a defensive stop. I'm like, bro, you're in a suit and you're on the sideline. Quit slapping the floor.
See, I love this. I love these 5 years
this year. So, you know, it is what it is.
By the way, this is going to sound weird. And actually, I'm taking a chance saying this, but I feel like it's impossible that we've not met before. We're around the same age. The fact that I didn't even meet one of you guys over the last 20 something years, we have exactly the same interest. And now you're going to come back and say, hey, idiot, we met at the K-Rock Weenie Roast in 2003. I'm going to feel like a jerk, right?
I feel like we have.
How have we not met with
Jimmy or with like Damashek, who I love. Damashek's son and my son are like close friends. They like,
I heard about this.
It's so great. They're like the last voice. They talk to each other and crack each other up every night. And they're playing Fortnite and they're making jokes and they're just being funny. They have inside jokes. I'm like, he's like a mini Damashek. He's hilarious. Grady Damashek is
hilarious.
Your son is forced to talk about 70s Pittsburgh Pirates and
Let's talk about John Candelaria. Like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Sweet.
Candelaria does sound like you got VD from a candle.
Yes, that's true.
Suffering, that's true. It lays dormant for a while and then it comes back like a few years later.
It's back up. My candelaria is flaring up again.
Yes, yes. See the doctor on that. All right, listen, here's what we're going to do, fellas. Let's do it. We're going to have a good time here, Megan. You could tell, right? You could tell already.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys are a little shy. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
they won't play along. But maybe, yeah. Sal, we can break the ice a little bit with some of these games.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Randy, Jason. We're going to take three made-up propositions. We're going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sportsbook. Now, I know you run from the Vegas sportsbook. As soon as you see it, you sprint over to the buffet or anything else because you hate the gambling part.
Listen, we know who Danny Sheridan is. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Old school.
Right.
And then after that, we are going to play a little game of a cameo over-under, and you're going to lose your minds with that because I can tell you're very competitive.
It's much
more prestigious winning that than finishing a marathon in under 3 hours, which Megan Connolly did.
You went under three in the Boston Marathon? That's amazing.
That
insane. I did yesterday. Just snuck under 2:59.03.
What are you running from in your life?
Exactly.
How much time do you have? This could take up a whole podcast.
What's the over under on anyway? Go ahead.
Continue. No, this is good. So let's start this off with, now you guys mentioned your twins, right? There's no denying that, really.
There's none.
In fact, the greatest twins of all time? Mm-hmm. Is it the Olsen twins, 2-1 odds? Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 4-1 odds. All right, not really twins. Kirby Puckett. Yes. Kirby Puckett, Harmon Killebrew, Minnesota Twins, legendary figures, 7-1 odds.
Right.
Bree and Nikki Bella from the WWE, 25-1 odds. The field. You guys could take the field at even. What are you going to go? Randy, let's start with you. Greatest twins of all time.
So it's your audience selecting it, right?
This is your answer. No, you should. Yes, I know you're trying to be right.
I'm trying to be right. So, thinking about it, I think like the Nikki and Bella, like those guys, they're hot, right? Aren't they the Nikki, the Bella twin? I don't know.
Yeah. They're hot.
They're beautiful hot. And they're like wrestlers. They like fulfill every fantasy for so many dudes. I feel like they will be the number one thing. But for me, I'm going to go the field. Because I think you were down the right path with Herbeck and Kirby Puckett, but I feel
he didn't say Herbeck. He said Killebrew.
Oh, Killebrew and Kirby Puckett. So, but I feel like you were only looking out of one eye on that. So, your one good eye there.
That's a Kirby Puckett glass eye joke.
He only had one eye. I got it.
So I'm going to take the field because I'm going to do two other, and I kind of revealed a little bit of two other twins, Ken Herbeck and Dan Gladden. Those are my two twins.
Oh, the other twins. Okay.
The other twins, exactly. Gotcha. And they could, because like if you saw those two guys today, because they probably, Herbeck definitely has gained enough weight. Mm-hmm. That like if you saw the two of those guys right now, you'd be like, you guys played like college football for Minnesota State, right? No, these guys were two of the greatest.
I think Ken Herbeck should open up a restaurant called Ken Herbeck's House of Pies.
I agree.
Are they that big? By the way, the fattest twins, and this this might even predate.
Oh, on the motorcycle.
The McGuire twins, right? They probably
the two fat twins who were on the motorcycles.
They were thousands of pounds.
Thousands of pounds. Like
collectively, there was so much. The fact that they got out and got on motorcycles, I mean, they would be a show on TLC today if they were not both buried in piano cases.
Right. They wouldn't be able to get out of their rooms. This is before. Look it up, though, Megan, after this. They made the Guinness Book of World Records.
I'll look them up and show you. Yeah.
Okay.
The McGuire twins. You got to kind of like, there's the Bryan brothers who went really far in like doubles tennis. And then you've got the Sundin twins in hockey.
Hockey, right.
It's like you almost have to go with the field. I mean, I would even throw us in the field. I know that sounds like.
Yes, I feel bad. You should have been one of the choices, but Megan didn't include you. I don't know why.
Megan's just hearing about us now.
Wow. Yeah. Look at these guys.
Oh, wow. They posed with Linda Carter.
Yeah. No, she was like, oh, my God, I don't even have enough rope to go around these guys to get the truth out of them.
Now, I don't know the answer to this. Those are the McGuire twins. Over, under, if you have to put an age, their expiration, the oldest, I would say, oh, wow, look at those cabooses there. Those bikes.
That isn't plumber's butt. That's the entire plumber's union's butt. That's the entire union.
I'm going to say 39 and a half.
When did they die, Ran? I say they made it to 44.
44? Yeah. Are you going to go over?
I love this is a side bet to the other.
Yeah, I know. We can't even get into the game itself.
Okay, I'm going to say, I say they died at 49. Megan, what do you think?
I'm taking the under from both of you. I don't think they made it much past 40.
Okay. 30, 29, double suicide.
I can't be reading this right. Okay. Billy Leon McCrary. Why would they call the McGuire twins? Their last name is McCrary. We'll figure that out. He lived to 33. And Benny Lloyd McCrary. Wait a minute.
He lived to be 55. What? I think he was stealing some of his juice. If we averaged them both up,
right, then I'm right. Then I'm right if we average their ages.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, I'm sorry. I might have stepped on your answer there. Did you give
No, me- I think I'm going with the field. I think I have to go with the field. I like those options. You know, the okay. Olsons, I don't know if I really count them as twins because in their lives, I bet you didn't know this, in their actual lives, they're only living one life and they can only be on for 4 hours at a time. Then they sub the other one in.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's
just
usually,
like they did on the set of Full House. Yeah. They can only work 4 hours at a time.
Designated for kids and babies, but you
even
said
in their marriages.
Continues.
Yeah. They sub in every 4 hours.
I have a problem with the fact they called it Full House. That was a town home. I mean, it's not even a house. I mean, it's You're attached right. to another house.
Well, like they should have called it Full Condo.
Right.
It's Full Condo. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, you know what? They should be disqualified just for that reason alone. You're
also,
right.
Okay. The fact that none of them was a dealer at a casino is a complete wasted opportunity.
Full
or
house.
Interesting.
Or had a game.
Right, right. You know what? You wouldn't know because you're afraid of casinos. So if they were, how would you even figure it out?
We're not afraid of casinos. Let me just say our dad used to, our dad in St. Louis, there's riverboat gambling where they don't even try to make it look like a boat anymore. They just put a hotel on the ground and put like a 2-inch moat around the whole thing. And our dad would say to us, he was great at gambling. He would be like, I got to go to the boat. And we're like, the building with a little moat around it. He's like, I got to go to the boat. Why, dad? Cause your mom needs new drapes. And then he would go drive to the casino. If he lost 3 times in a row, he'd leave the casino.
Gone.
Really?
Tremendous self-control.
And he would just go there and he'd come back in like 14 minutes with like $800. And he'd be like, I lost 3 times in a row. And then he'd buy the drapes.
Wow. Amazing. And how long a trip was that, did you say, to get there?
It was like a 8-minute drive. He'd be there for like 12 minutes and play like 10 hands, like boop, 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 boop. And then he'd turn around and come home.
Okay. That's really good.
That's unbelievable.
I don't have that at all.
Amazing self-control. No. Yeah. Right. We don't have that.
Megan, what's your answer here? Greatest twins of all time.
I did think about the Olsons. They were of my time. I've probably seen every single Olsen movie, but really? I am not going to pick them. I learned in my research that Gisele Bündchen is a twin, which seems unfair.
Right.
I did not know that. I have to go with something that you guys probably have never seen, but Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Sure. I loved
Life on Deck.
Cody had a huge crush on both of them. I think I was more of a Cole Sprouse guy.
Yeah.
Girl, you know, I am.
I mean, Cole Sprouse, just for the record, gets name checked in a Tyler, the Creator song. So let's put him into a context here. Cole Sprousen. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take the Sprouse twins. I feel like we're not talking enough about them, but also in my research, I learned if you're a twin, your chances of becoming famous are infinitely better.
Yeah.
Not twice as really. Okay.
I mean, no one's even saying the Property Brothers, like nobody's even mentioning.
Yeah, no one's even mentioning those girls who are connected at the head and one of them's a country western singer and the other one's in a wheelbarrow and they're all like that's their life and it's pretty interesting.
Right.
We as a society are fascinated with twins.
Yes, we are.
Yes. You know, I would I feel like you guys did a good job evening it out, but when you say Gisele Bündchen had a twin and we don't know about her, like how much she's like she gnarly. Must be pissed, right? And I actually Megan, I thought you were going to say Ozzy and
Jose Canseco,
same kind of thing, right? Jose got all of it. He got all the a-hole part of it too, but interesting. I'm gonna go with Cersei and Jaime Lannister of Game of Thrones.
I mean, come on, Game of Thrones.
I like it.
I can't go better than that. Yes,
I
mean, right?
I never watched Game of Thrones, not once.
Oh, well,
not
let me explain
once have
to you.
I watched it.
Cersei, she ruled the Seven Kingdoms. She basically did it through her horrible son. Jaime, the brother, was one of the best knights in all the land, even only with one hand. And all they wanted to do was be with each other. They
I mean, it's insane.
Love wins. Yes.
I get love wins, even if it is the love that dare not speak its name. I mean, when they were having sex together, I considered them to be the White Walkers.
Right. Exactly. Now, you guys can be honest.
Are we identical? Yes, we are.
We are.
Who's older?
I am by 5 minutes. Jason.
You rub that in, right? There's no way you can't. That's got
to
be in there.
I mean, yeah. What is older? It's like closer to the door on the way out, essentially.
That's right. True. Well, that's true. Further from the womb, but closer to the door. Closer now, you guys never felt that sort of love for each other, like Jamie and Cersei? You can be honest on this.
Dear God, no. Dear God, no. Okay. I can't even watch it in a fictionalized version. I'm like, I know you two aren't twins, but the fact that you're crossing this, it killed. Like, there are moments where I can't watch the movie Clueless, and they're step siblings.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's a step removed from the steps. Mm-hmm. All right, Babyface Joel Solomon. We put this up through a vote through Twitter, and what did everybody come up with here?
Oh, man. By the way, in 1987, Ken Herbeck batted 286 and also weighed 286.
Thank you.
Still not a McGuire brother. Yeah.
in fourth place, Bree and Nikki Bella bringing up the rear 15%.
Bringing up the rear.
Yes. In third place, Kirby Puckett and Harmon Killebrew, 19%. Mm-hmm. Your runner-ups with 25%, the Olsen twins, and the greatest twins of all time, according to Twitter, Danny DeVito.
It's not really fair.
Not even real twins. Not even real twins.
I look closely. They're not. It's not even close. No. All right, listen. So now you know how the game is played. And yeah, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to be back. We're going to do a couple more of these. And we're going to play Cameo Over Under.
Love it.
We'll be right back.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. You must be 21 and older and physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. No one stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, DC, Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPENY.
All right, we're back with the Sklar brothers. We're back with Megan Connolly. And we're back with the question that everybody wants to know. So today is tax day, right? Did you guys file your taxes? Yeah.
Mine aren't done yet. I'm texting my accountant as we speak. I'm like, do we need an extension or what? He said, I'm working on it. I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I might be in jail. This could be the last podcast for me.
Extend. What about you guys? You guys don't file jointly, do you?
No. We follow jointly with the Nikki and whatever their
the Bella twins.
Bella twins. Jointly with them. Nikki and Bella. I call them the first and last name of
Nikki
one of
and
them.
Bella. Yeah,
that's right.
We got a notice. I scrambled to get it done, and then we got a notice here. My accountant's like, take your time. You get a natural extension till October because of the storms here in California.
You know
what?
Really? I was like, I know the weather sucked for a while, but the storms, what did they stop us from doing it? So anyway, we got some time. But that's not the point here. The point is, if you could write off an item as a tax deduction, which one would you want to write off the most? Would it be fantasy league entry fees, 3-1 odds, medical marijuana, 7-1 odds, parking tickets, 10-1 odds, or drunk Amazon purchases, 50-1 odds, or you could play the field if you want. Randy, take it away.
I mean, drunk Amazon purchases should be, because it's just not you. Like, you can just claim like the straight up shaggy defense. It wasn't me. Like, you saw me make that purchase and you saw me on the computer. It wasn't me. Then I clicked with my PayPal. It wasn't me, you know? So like, that's, why isn't that happening? Why isn't that commercial happening? We need to direct that right now.
That's funny. That's good.
I do like the drunk. I would say the drunken Amazon purchases for me are the most fun and could be like the largest amount. Parking tickets, you get like maybe 3 a year if you're LA, they like to get you, and so it is what it is. Maybe you get 3 a year. If you're a bad Parker, 5, 6. It's not a lot. The drunken Amazon purchases are like, wait a minute. There's no way I ordered 3 Lazy Susans in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Right. One of them is a woman named Susan.
A woman right. named not, Susan.
She will not
on her couch.
She's at our yes. couch.
Now it's so, prostitution you're writing off.
That's yeah, right. Right. Okay. So I'm going to go drunken Amazon purchases.
All right. Jason? I mean, you have problems with Amazon purchases?
Yes, I do. I'm going to show you something right now. Hold on, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, God, here he goes. What did he get? He's definitely getting something. It's like either a bagel biter or some sort of a thing that from right. his kitchen.
Oh, no, these are spices of some kind. Oh,
these yeah. are, these are.
I turn them onto these.
You turn me onto these, but let me show you something. These everything are garlic bagel, nuggets, oh, garlic okay. nuggets, garlic gold toasted nuggets. Oh, so they're funny. Great, but do I need... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like if a nuclear holocaust happened, I'd still have too many garlic gold toasted nuggets.
Wow.
That's, Amazon.
So it's not.
What just, is a like, gold toasted nugget?
Yeah, you, what do you, so you eat it on put, a salad?
So let's say you have a.
I put okay. it on salads. I put. Uh-huh. These guys should sponsor your pod. I put it on pasta. I put it on eggs. I put it in burritos. I put it. Dude. I put it on taco. I don't even know. Right. I put it on everything.
You this make a piece of bread, an avocado toast. You sprinkle a little bit of that stuff on top. Boom. Boom.
So here's, yeah. here's the deal. These are great and I love them and they're fantastic, but it's sometimes it's not even just what you've bought on Amazon. It's the drunken inability to understand quantities. So right.
We'll be out doing shows, doing stand up, and like you have a couple beers, you come back home, and then you're like, wait a minute, I got to order. And then just it's like,
then what are you doing? What did I do?
You know, when they really get you is when they make you do like the 30 day subscription, and then it keeps coming every 3 months, and you have no idea that you signed up for it because it sort of automatically enrolls you in it, and then you just have an endless supply. And they make it impossible for you to cancel.
That's and
it.
Then like a crazy girlfriend or boyfriend, it won't show up after 3 months. And you're like, okay, I guess the subscription's off. And then like 3 months later, you get like 4 of them. And you're like, what? No.
That's Lazy Susan for you.
Lazy yep. Susan.
Lazy Susan. All right, I'm doing Amazon purchase. I hate to be like my brother.
But no, that's okay. No, that's okay. That makes sense. By the way, I feel the same way. I have this chili crunch sauce that I order. And I also now everything bagel. So now they have the everything seasoning on everything.
Oh, that stuff's good. That fits in the same category as that.
And unlike you guys, it's like, yeah, I could not put this stuff on eggs and salad and everything else. But it's like, yeah, there's a game on TV. I might as well gamble on it. Why would I not do it? I think I have a gambling. No matter what, it comes back to gambling.
You have a gambling issue. Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead, Megan. What's your choice?
I'm going to go with the medical marijuana because they tax the crap out of it. I think I should get a refund for some of that, right?
Interesting. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I know. Boy, there's so many good answers. Fantasy Football League, it should be, you know, I don't know. There's so many thousands of dollars I'm wasting and so much time. And I feel like I do it for a living a little bit. So I could write some of that, 10 of my 20 leagues.
You definitely could write that off as a business expense.
I don't think you can. Can
you? You can. If you talk about it on the podcast, you can. You absolutely can.
Cheating, right? I do feel like I can because I could write off like my DirecTV sports packages that I get, right? But fantasy football, I think, is considered gambling. I don't know. But I have to think, I'm thinking more restaurant-y and seafood towers. I'd like to claim that that's real estate. I get a lot of seafood towers. Yeah. As it racks up throughout the year. But I think calamari overall being there with the kids. Well,
you know what they say about seafood towers? It's crustacean. Oh, I'm sorry. That's true. Location.
No, I'll never forget where I was when Seafood Tower 7 went down. I know.
That seemed to be it looked like an inside job.
More stable. And then
I blame the wait staff.
Yes. Someone needs to take responsibility for that already. Yeah.
It was structurally not sound.
Yeah, I'm with you. Seafood towers, I'm going to go. I was going to say calamari because I order it and then the family just ignores it and ends up being me eating the big ones with the tentacles and everything.
I love those.
They're so good.
Whether it's Chili's or Mastro's, I'm there. I also think sports jerseys, right? Like we have like 14 Noah Syndergaard jerseys around here and my kids are trying to figure out like the new 34 on the Mets is this guy Senga. He's a Japanese sensation. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to take off some letters in Syndergaard to spell Senga. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, this is terrible.
I have a Reggie Jackson Clippers jersey. Like, I'm a Clippers fan. But right. Why do I need a Reggie Jackson Clippers jersey?
But it's number 44. It's actually Reggie Jackson, the former baseball player. But yes, as a Clippers player. Mm-hmm.
Can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
Just sprinkle some garlic nuggets on there.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea.
Spicy. All right. I like it.
Babyface, what are people saying about the tax deduction?
All right. A lot of good answers. In fourth place, parking tickets, 6%. Mm-hmm. In third place, drunk Amazon purchases, 28%.
Okay.
And this was neck and neck. Your runner up, medical marijuana.
Mm, there we go, Megan.
2%.
There it is. Yep.
Yes. And the item you'd like to write off most on your tax deduction, brought to you by Garlic Nuggets, fantasy league entry fees, 34%.
Yeah.
But I think we discovered that you actually can write off fantasy.
That's right. So you shouldn't wish it. You shouldn't
wish
it.
Can you really?
I think you talk about if you talk about it on your podcast, that's right. Yeah. It is. It becomes subject material for your podcast, which is your business. And so you absolutely can write that off.
Right. But you're talking about parking tickets too, but we can't write that off, right? Like, it can't be anything you talk about.
No, but
I've expensed a parking ticket before. Is that bad?
Haircuts. All
yeah.
Of it.
Sure yeah. All right. All right. We'll figure it out.
Listen, if you get audited,
October to figure it out.
Send the IRS to us. If you get audited,
really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Last one of these. So Ryan Seacrest, apparently last day was Friday of last week. It's not him and Kelly and Regis anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Three of them split up. And so now he went his separate ways.
Regis is dead, right? He's coming back. He'll be back on the show. Just the old corpse of Regis sitting there.
This is all news to me. I've been doing my taxes, so I have no idea.
That's good.
Where it is. But anyway, so the guy famously has a million jobs. You know he's not going to be done now. So what show would you most want to see Ryan Seacrest host next? Is it The Bachelor 2-1 odds? Thursday Night Football 5-1 odds? Mm-hmm. Love is Blind 10-1 odds? Or the BET Awards at 75-1 odds, or as you guys know now, you could take the field, Randy.
I mean, the BET Awards got me thinking that, like, how I wish Ryan Seacrest hosted the Source Awards and, like, would have to get in the middle of any beef going on between anybody, to me would be the great. I would pay top dollar. Of course, Ryan Seacrest hosting the AVNs is something I would. I was watching the AVN Awards and they had a category. I was watching a repeat of the AVN and I just started live tweeting the 8-month repeat of the AVNs. They had a category for best acting at the AVN Awards, the porn awards, best acting. That'd be like the Oscars having a category for best anal. Meryl Streep again? Oh my God. Is there anything
she can't do?
Is there anything her can't do? So, I would love to say, I'm going to go the field. I love the BET Awards. So I'm torn. You guys got to tell me how to do this. I'm torn because I like the Source Awards or the AVNs. And to me, I put them in the field. I would put them in the field. So I know I'm not going to get this right, but I'm going to say the field. I got the field.
All right. AVN. So you think he would handle it well or specifically?
Well, he'd make it professional, but yes. I mean, he would just be out of, as we said, Ryan Seacrest out of his element.
Best anal with a pizza delivery guy when we come back in 2 minutes. Right. I think it was. Exactly. I can see that. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Good. That's a good pick. Jason.
First of all, for Ryan Seacrest, let me just say, may he rest in peace. I know he's not dead. I just want him to get a good night's sleep. Guy's been working hard. He has been working hard. I want him to host like my 155-pound life because I think that's he weighs.
Uh-huh.
Also, Love is Blind should be hosted by Stevie Wonder. And that's not even a joke. That's what it should be. Like,
That's not a joke.
It's just real.
Those are facts. That's straight up hashtag facts.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag absolutely. World Cup. All right. Let me think. I mean, I feel like I keep answering the same thing over again. So I might need to, I think he could do The Bachelor. I mean, I think it's fine that Jesse, I watched this last season of The Bachelor with my wife. We were going down a deep, like we watched Love is Blind, Married at First Sight.
Wow.
That show is insane.
Like Farmer Wants a Wife?
Farmer Wants a Wife is pretty good.
I have not watched Farmer Wants a Wife because I feel like Farmer Wants a Wife is like very close to Farmer Wants a Wife to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Like, I don't know if that's the rest of that sentence.
Mm-hmm. So it's all different. So that also hosted by Stevie Wonder,
Stevie Wonder. That's right. Yeah. I think I'm going to say The Bachelor. I think I could see him hosting The Bachelor. Is he married? Is Ryan Seacrest married?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he is.
Is he married? I thought he was married to Kelly Ripa. That's
not true. That was Mark Consuelo.
Gotcha.
Consuelos. Right. Mark Antony. I thought she was married to Mark Antony.
No. Yeah, one of the Marks. Yeah.
One of the Marks.
Is it Mark David Chapman? There was definitely a Mark.
He is married to Mark David Chapman. That's unbelievable.
Keep it quiet. That's on the download. Yeah. All right, Megan.
I'm going to go with what is actually my true dream job. Dr. Pimple Popper. It's been all over recently. There's been a lot of commercials about this poor soul who lost his wife
2 weeks earlier. He's got a big giant thing,
and now he's got all of these huge cysts everywhere. I don't know. I've talked with Sal about this.
He does not like watching pop.
I love it. Listen, you guys, there's nothing better than when you're in your mirror, you're picking your face, and you get a mirror hitter, right?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I mean, it is satisfying to see it go down. Definitely. Definitely. Yes.
If there was nothing better, they would put it in a jar and Jason and Randy would be ordering it on Amazon.
Late at night. Too many jars.
Remember the British woman? Remember the British woman who sold her farts in a jar?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
She made millions of dollars, that woman.
She's doing great. I mean, she is.
I would like to see Seacrest on Dr. Pimple Popper.
AVN Awards, I think.
It's a great call.
All right. That is a good call. You know, first of all, my true answer is he should just go away. Enough. Like, he's had all the jobs, right?
He's had all of them. Yeah.
I don't know if there's some Jamaican descent or something. You don't have to have like 35 jobs, Ryan. Just given you had a nice run over the last 20 years. Maybe one of the judge shows could find out. I think I like him better with his frosted tips, though. I feel like we're not getting the best version of Ryan Seacrest. So if he could pull off the frosted tips, bring him back, and host the Maury Povich show. If he was the new Maury,
just
right? giving paternity tests everywhere.
Manila envelope. That would be amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
That show should have been called Let's Go to the Manila Envelope, not Maury.
Exactly.
Maury. Manila envelope.
And like I joked earlier, he would take a commercial break. So he would build the heat. He would build it, right? The intensity. And then you would come back and find out if Luther was, in fact, the father. So,
and you can bet on that. You could bet on that, Sal.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, what if he tried to host the NBA on TNT? That would be insane.
Ernie, that's terrible. Hey, Ryan, that's terrible. Terrible. Ryan, tell Kenny to tell Shaq that's terrible.
I say Kobe.
That's terrible. I'm not a big fan of the American Idol.
Ryan Seacrest.
American Idol. American Idol. Anyway.
I'm a taste, Ryan.
I love it. That would be great. Give him a chance to ruin the greatest show on television.
Ever.
All right, Babyface, what does the Twitterverse say about this?
Oh, this was a runaway. This was a landslide.
Really?
7% Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
15% The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Your runner up 22% Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And in first place, 56% America wants Ryan Seacrest to host the BET Awards.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Listen, guys, let's regroup, and then we're going to come back and play Cameo Over Under, and you're going to lose your mind. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right. It's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cameo Over Under.
Mm-hmm.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's
Megan, I meant to ask you, and now I don't want to ask because I'm going to be disappointed in the answer. You ran for almost 3 hours. Did the Cammy Over Under theme make it to your playlist?
Or in your brain? In your brain. That's an earworm that you can't get rid of.
Yes.
Mile two.
I'm really disappointed that this is not on Spotify, because if it was, it would be on.
It has to be on Spotify?
Immediately. Well, I consume my music via Spotify. Oh, so we need
all to right. We got to get it on Spotify.
You got to get it on. That's a great song.
We have to.
It sounds like it's
on my running.
I didn't know Spotify was still a thing. All right. We'll get it on Spotify. I mean, you could put it in, you could have done sub 245, I think, if you had that on there.
Agree.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll see you next year. All right, so here's how it goes. Babyface Joel Solomon is going to give us a name of someone who offers their services on Cameo. And then our production crew set an over-under on how much they charge. And we will guess if the actual fee is more or less than that amount, over or under. We're going to do this 3 times. And then there'll be a winner declared. Isn't that exciting?
I love it. I can't wait.
Are you guys on Cameo? I meant
to
check.
We are on Cameo. Yeah.
Okay. Are you a package deal? Or
yes, always.
So again, the best part about being a comedy team is that we get to split the money. No, that's terrible. That's awful. Why are we even excited about that? No, that's literally
horrible. But we are on it. We're on it. People are like, do you donate your money to charity? I'm like, if you mean charity being paying our bills, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do donate our money to charity.
I actually, so when Jay and I do stand up and we hit the road, we don't do it all the time. So like we try and go out maybe one weekend out of every month, but sometimes more comes through. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy talking to people after the shows. Like some people just don't. We actually do. So we'll sell merch and we'll talk to people after the shows and just hear what they have to say. It is fun to hear like what they've seen us from, what they enjoy. We glean a lot from those interactions. So when we do get cameos and there's like, hey, I love this and that or whatever, do this. And it is really fun. We have so many different things we can do. And it's just, to us, it's like legitimately fun to do. And because we're comedy people, we can make them fun. We can roast them. And I mean, it's just, it is pure fun for us and very easy to do, but we have to be in the same place.
Well, so I was just going to say, so you have to be in the same, how far do you live from each other right now?
Jay lives in Laurel Canyon. I live in Silver Lake. So it's about 3 miles or so, but you can't get there in less than
3.5 hours. So Megan can run a marathon in less time.
At 2 a.m. Exactly. Yeah. So there is, we have to be together. I mean, we get together and work every day. So there's usually a chance to do it. But if a 24-hour one comes in and I'm out of town or whatnot, we'll do it in a way where like one of us is like FaceTime in on a computer and the other one's above it. And we'll try and be like, look, we'll do this for now. And then we'll get together and do it later.
I'm going to guess without knowing that you guys charge $125. Megan, what would you think?
I would say $100.50 each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting into how they break it down. Like,
Should, by the way, we should charge $100. We charge like $75.
Oh yeah. Up it. You gotta raise that.
Okay. We'll up it. All right.
Yeah. Well, after this podcast, I mean, this is going to be,
let's go.
We will be inundated by requests by your awesome fans.
Exactly. All right. So Babyface, so what do you have for us? You're going to give us 3 subjects on Cameo and you're going to set a price, right?
That's pretty much how it works, Sal. Here we go.
That's it.
So this is a Sklar Brother Megan special. We're mashing it up. Former Michigan Wolverine and current Orlando Magic forward, Franz Wagner. Wagner. Yes.
Oh, love Franz.
I love you call him Wagner. Wagner.
Franz Wagner, he was name-checked that way in a Babytron song.
Really? Franz Wagner?
And he has a twin brother, right? Or maybe they're just...
He's got an older brother, Mo Wagner, who also plays...
That's right. Manager. Yeah, older brother. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Joel, what's the number?
All right. Well, is he over or under $125?
$125. All right. Randy?
I think he's over.
You know enough about
over.
Him.
Over.
Over. Over.
Okay. He could be... By the way, he... maybe was going to be rookie of the year last year, and he's probably the MVP on Orlando this year. So
I don't know. Paolo's pretty good. Bol Bol had a great season. I love the Magic.
They did. They did. But I'm telling you, Franz Wagner is the sneaky MVP pick, and anybody who knows that there understands his value. Got
really? That length, bro, for a wing. It's like 6'10". All right. I'm going to say over also. Over 125.
Oh, man.
I'm joining the crew going over. Huge market for Franz, especially in Orlando. And Michigan Wolverines fans, they're diehard. So they're probably right. still
really? We don't know anything about that.
All right, I'm straying from the pack here. I think it's I think he should get less than the Sklar brothers charge. That's what I'm saying.
Thank
right?
you, Sal.
Yes, I'm going under. I think about 110. Joel?
All right. The answer is under 120, just slightly.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great.
It's a great
that's,
Sal.
That's a good win for me.
That's a all Vegas right. line.
That's a big win.
All right, so you got to make up. You got to make one up here. I won last week. This is terrific. All right, let's keep it rolling, babyface.
All right, University of Miami women's basketball players. They were recently in the news. The Cavender twins, Haley and Hannah. They skipped their fifth and final year of eligibility to begin training with the WWE. Mm. And
really?
Yeah.
The Haley new Bella twins. The new Bella twins.
Yes, yes, they could be the new Bella twins.
They are stars. They were on the Today Show. This is a big deal for WWE. Mm. So,
yeah. Do we have a picture of them? And that, yeah.
They're hot.
What's up, guys? It's Haley and Hannah. We're super excited to be on Cameo and to connect with you guys. Just let us know what you guys want from us. If you guys want shout outs, birthday videos, anything, just to say what's up. Yeah, but we just wanted to say hey, and we're super excited to be on this journey with you.
All right, they're so cute, but
I feel like they're 11 years old. Am I?
But we're a zillion times funnier. Like, if you're thinking of getting these guys to send the message, like, go to us. We will make a hilarious. What do you
think? Right, it's not a competition.
This come on, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, it is. All right.
Anyway, Joel. They're wonderful.
Well, they are excited. They're excited to be on this journey with you. Over under $160.
All right. Again, they're splitting the money.
I say
now this is going to piss you guys off, right?
It because is.
If they I go say over,
under. I say yeah. under for me.
I'm going over because they just made a huge splash right now with. I know one of the twins had the whole. She shushed the crowd against LSU, I believe it was, or maybe it was against North Carolina State. I don't remember which, but that went viral. Also, them signing with WWE, very timely. I think their price right now is at the highest. It's going to get. I mean, they're going to get higher in the future, but right now.
No. You said this is the highest they're going to get. You can't really take that back.
Well, like, listen, life is long, but then again, life is short. So
we'll see.
We will take the
over. All right, Jason.
She shushed the crowd. They came in eighth in the tournament, and then Jill Biden invited them to the White House, which I thought was
good. Right. She gets basketball.
I'm going to say over because I think you set a high number, and it's going to seem like it's – now I'm trying to, like, read Joel. I think he's saying 160 because we'll look at that and be like, what? 160? That's insane. And then it's really 180. Over.
Oh, man. I think I'm on Randy's side here. I mean, I just hope it's under at this point. Maybe they could skyrocket. Who knows what happens, what the future holds. But right now, I don't think they should be charging $160. I'm going to go under.
The Cavender twins are under.
Wow.
$75.
$75. Wow. So they're just like us. Jesus Christ. We need to go up. We need to go up.
We're Jason, you and I are out.
We're done.
Yeah, Megan, you suck at this all of a sudden. You used to be good.
Ever since I started studying is when I got worse at this.
Yeah.
Sal, you and I are in, buddy. Let's do this. All right,
we're in. You still have to make up one on me here.
Okay, I got you.
You guys can still play. There's one
more. We'll play. I'll play.
Yeah.
I'll play one more. We got one more. Okay.
Listen, I'm going to beat Jason. This is not about winning at all.
That's true.
It's about beating your competitors. And Jason is my competitor right now.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
All right. Final cameo over under the set of twins we didn't talk about today. The Shining twins from the classic movie, The Shining twins are on cameo.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Over on. How old are they these days?
Well, why don't we take a look? I think we have a clue.
Oh God.
Forever and ever and ever. Hi, we're the Shining twins. Those creepy twin girls from the 1980s classic, The Shining. We're available for booking for videos or messages through Cameo, holidays, birthdays.
Losing steam,
any day,
losing
really.
Steam, let the other one talk.
And we will come to a suitably dark and creepy place like this castle. Ruined castle. Behind us, just for you. Do come. See you soon. Happy Shining.
They're cute. I don't know if I'd say happy shining, but whatever, yes.
Now they shushed the LSU team. What is that?
That's that was so weird. Okay. Jill Biden invited them to the White House. Which
Angel Reese is like, these white the White House. No.
How can we be sure those are the two? No, those, that's probably them. All right. Okay. Babyface. What?
Oh, God. They're even creepier now. Over under $100.
So I actually am going to say they both. So this is the thing. I actually am going to say they both seem very nice. I like these guys. I actually like these guys. I'm going to go over 100 because The Shining is so iconic. It's like hard to, it's like, you know how you do karaoke and you do karaoke and then like a song comes on. You're like, this by Meredith, what's her name?
Brooks.
Meredith, but Bella. And like,
yeah.
And everybody, when the person say, everyone knows every word to the song, and you're like, okay, it's iconic. It stood in a part of it that like the song is not great, but everyone loves it. I don't think it's that bad of a song, but I'm just saying, The Shining and The Shining Twins, they're crazy. I'm gonna go over.
All right, you're going over, so I should. You know, I'm going to go under. I just again as a shout out to you guys. You guys
should be more. You're right. Yes. Sal, you're right. You're right.
So, okay, Jason.
I'm going to say under also. I'm going to go with you, Sal, because I just think they're because they don't look like they did when they were iconic. It's a bit of a stretch. Like for one thing to be like, I got the Shining Twins. Well, what do they look like? They look like two old ladies at a spa, like who just got
they
out
look
of
like your Aunt Linda,
your Aunt Linda and your, and her friend Diane, who are like, is that her friend or are they in a relationship with each other? I don't know. Is this the Lannisters? I don't know, but I'm going to say under.
Okay.
So in order to get third place, then I have to beat Jason. So I have to go over and I'm going to see my reasoning. They sound like they're from the UK. I don't think the euro is doing very well right now. I'm not sure about that. Don't fact check me. So we'll go over. Over 100.
All right. Let's check this. Now, again, let's recap. It really doesn't matter what Jason and Megan said. They could go off popping each other's pimples for a half hour ago. It's me and it's Randy. But now, Joel, if Randy is right, we're going to have a tiebreaker. If it's under, I win outright. Correct?
Correct.
So don't tell us the number if it's over. Got it?
It is over.
Oh, no. All right. So now we have a tiebreaker.
So I'm right.
So we have Jason to write. Lost. Yeah, Jason's out. He's out.
Jason's
let's
way
write
out.
Down, though.
Third place.
Let's write down. We have to break this tie, though.
Just say what it is.
All right, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write down, and you could say it. Ready? One, two, three.
110.
Okay, so I have 125, you have 110.
110.
Anything over 118 is me. Anything under 118 is Randy.
Randy, Cousin Sal, one of you is getting your one shining moment because the Shining Twins are exactly 125.
Oh, yes! Never bet against a guy who's got a gambling problem. That's what I was learning.
No, always, always.
Always. I love you. I love you, Sal. If I couldn't have lost to a better guy. So
Thank you.
I feel good about that.
And I really appreciate you guys coming on. You have the nosebleeds, UFC Fight Pass, right? View from the cheap seats, dumb people town.
Yeah, check out all that stuff. Well, first of all, we'll have each of you guys on View from the Cheap Seats to talk sports. We'll have you guys... Sal, you come over to Burbank and do it live in studio. Megan, if you're ever there in LA, you come out and hang with us. But like, we'll do that. The Nosebleeds is like our old show, Cheap Seats, but we did it for UFC Fight Pass. The first episode you can see on UFC's YouTube page for free. And if you do have Fight Pass, and I'm sure a bunch of your fans do have Fight Pass, you can watch all six episodes. Fingers crossed we get a chance to make more because they were super fun. So check that stuff out.
And then you check us out live. We travel. Yeah. We're on the road. Go to supersklars.com. We'll be in Minneapolis in May and beyond. Lots of other dates. So come see
more
us.
More jobs than Ryan Seacrest. This is ridiculous. Right? Well,
we
congratulations.
Need up our cameo amount.
You should do that.
I got to pay for these damn things. That's right. Expensive. Garlic chunks.
There's a lot. A lot of garlic. All right. That's going to do it for Laugh Lines. For Megan Connolly, for Randy and Jason Sklar. I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money. See you next week.